Director Joan Micklin Silver's first feature film, Hester Street, was set on New York's Lower East Side at the turn of the century. Her new movie, Crossing Delancey, returns to the old neighborhood. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
I've noticed something curious over the last few years. My Jewish friends are having babies, and they're naming them Max. Max or Jake or Abe, that's what Jewish fathers with names like Steve and Bob and Mike are naming their sons. And what's at work here is a fascinating sort of backlash. The baby boom generation of Jews, the most fully assimilated in American history, is a generation whose parents would never have let their little boys be named something as purely garment district as Max. But this generation is waking up and saying, hey, my children have lost their heritage. It's time to de-assimilate a little. And that seems to be what Joan Micklin Silver's new movie, Crossing Delancey, is telling us, too. Amy Irving plays Isabella, Izzy for short, who works in a literary New York bookstore, lives uptown, arranges readings, and visits her old Jewish grandmother on the Lower East Side. Izzy is smitten with the famous, dashing, Jerzy Kosinski-like novelist played by Jurin Krabbe, but Izzy's grandmother thinks she needs a husband, and she even goes so far as to hire a matchmaker named Mrs. Mandelbaum, who's played by Sylvia Miles in a deliciously over-the-top performance. The matchmaker comes up with Sam, a nice Jewish boy played by Peter Riegert. Is he glamorous? Not exactly. Actually, he's the local pickle seller. Here's how their first meeting goes, under the stern eyes of Grandma and Mrs. Mandelbaum.
Sam, what's the plan?
Well, I thought Saturday night, if you're free, I could take Isabel to dinner.
My cousin Mishka, the Romanian palace. He'll take good care of you.
Thank you, but I don't think so.
What's this?
It's been lovely meeting you, Sam, and I appreciate your kind invitation, but I don't think I want to go. Thank you very much.
Well, she spoke.
Amy Irving has a sweet, fawn-like screen presence, but she's always been a very actressy sort of actress, and she is here, too. Her performance doesn't have the shadings of ambition and moral quandary that would give it complexity, and so the movie has a big hole at its center. Peter Riegert is much better. He makes his character so low-key that we feel we're discovering his virtues by accident, even though the script is slamming them in our faces. In fact, this movie slams everything in our faces. It makes the uptown literary world look like a teeming viper pit, full of preening narcissists, waiting to prey on young innocents like Izzy. Meanwhile, the Lower East Side, where Sam and Grandma and Mrs. Mandelbaum reside, is a haven of wit and grace, sweetness and light. Crossing Delancey tells us that if you leave the old neighborhood and become assimilated, you'll wind up a lonely, aging single girl, swarming around the salad bars with all the other lonely, aging single girls. This movie has been compared with Moonstruck, and its superficial sweetness may appeal to a lot of people. But Crossing Delancey has none of Moonstruck's quirky wit or haywire energy, and its message is just the opposite. Moonstruck told us to aspire, take chances, make your world bigger, risk falling in love. Crossing Delancey has a much mingier moral. The world is mean and dangerous, this movie tells us. Better you should go home to Mama.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.